Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 24.
24 hours later.
It's not hours later. It's 2 weeks after? No, 1 week.
1 week after?
Yeah, because we record every week.
So it's, okay, I get it.
Is there a number that you associate with? Or a 24? Place or a time? Or
I just remember
a moment in your life?
I remember the series 24.
That's with
that guy.
Okay.
So I never even saw an episode. I just remember that everybody else was talking about it all the time.
So you have no clue what happened in the show,
no.
But you did know that Fox was the network that had 24.
I didn't even know that, but I did know that the guy from Lost Boys was the star.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah,
that's right.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, he's Donald Sutherland's son. Donald Sutherland was. Was creepy. Remember that movie, I think it was, where he opened his mouth and stuff came out of him? It was like I forgot the name of the movie, but he looks creepy.
I thought that was The Mummy. I don't remember that at all. I do remember him in a movie called Pickpocket.
What was that about?
It was about pickpockets, people that...
Okay, well, that's easy.
Pickpockets.
Yeah. I'm so stupid.
Oh, boy.
So welcome to episode 24 again. If you love what you've been listening to, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
We can be found in multiple platforms. I want to thank everyone out there who's shared our show, who's commented, who's actually taken the time to review. So if you believe this show serves you or others or someone you know, share it with them.
Please do.
We would greatly appreciate you.
As we do.
As we do. Today's sponsor is none other than RJ Home Inspections.
Yeah.
Thank you, RJ Home Inspections, located in Methuen, Massachusetts. They are the primo home inspection company in Merrimack Valley, serving New Hampshire, Massachusetts. Protecting buyers since 1987 is their motto.
Wow.
Awesome people.
Shout out to the Wright family.
Shout out to the Wright family. They can be found on rjhomeinspection.com. Their phone number is 1-800-253-4402. Ask for Adam Wright, our dear friend. Thank you, Adam, for sponsoring our show. And your sponsorship helps us with our super producer, engineer extraordinaire.
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse. Thank you, Short Fuse, for always making us sound amazing.
Yeah.
We always start our show with a drink or two. We've been really good in the past couple of weeks, but today's show is actually being recorded in the evening.
That's right.
And so with the evening brings a nice drink, correct? Michael, what are you having?
I'm having an after-dinner delight.
What is that?
That's a glass of wine.
Okay.
And
what kind of wine are you having?
I'm having from the Dry Creek Vineyard. I'm having Heritage Vines Zinfandel from Sonoma County.
A red Zinfandel.
It's a red Zinfandel.
Not the sweet stuff.
No, not that sweet stuff. Okay. This is a nice red Zinfandel, and it is awesome.
Cool. I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to go local. I'm going to support my peoples at Spigot River Brewing Company in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Shout out to them. They just keep bringing more and more and more and more IPAs, which are really good. Today, I'm having something called The Modern Vandal. It is a double IPA brewed, obviously, in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Thank you, Spigot River. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
So, we're ready to dive into our topic. The topic, I think, is something, and I know it's something you're going to enjoy. Today's topic, Michael, what is it?
Today's topic is, if not now, when?
When?
If not now, when?
You good question. Know?
It is a good question.
If not now, when?
Not now, when? Because a lot of people that we know and that we don't know.
A lot of people
general,
out there. Okay. I think we know everyone.
We do. We do know a lot of
even
people.
If they don't know us, we know them.
It's like you're famous.
Me?
You, yeah.
No, you
a lot
are
of people,
too.
A lot of people
no.
know you. Isn't that Will?
No, I know a lot of people because Denise knows a lot of people.
Well, she knows everybody, so that's just not fair. We can't even bring her into this conversation because then it just makes us look like
that's how I'm able to meet people through her. So you too.
Me too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do it. I get next to her. I'm like, oh, yep, I'll
go. I want to meet that person. Yeah. Please introduce me to them. Sure.
So a lot of people in general don't. They think they have all the time in the world, and the reality is that we don't. There's a limited amount of time. Now, the thing with that is that we don't know when the game is over. So all the things that we really want to do, we should be doing them when we get the urge to do it.
Immediately.
So what we want to talk about today is having a sense of urgency. Now, Jim Rohn, which was a great speaker and a great coach and a great, everything about him was awesome. He says, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value.
Wow.
And I'll say it again. Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. So we get these desires and urges to want to expand in life because that's what it's all about. We're here, it's all about growth. And you're either growing or you're disintegrating. But when you get the urge to grow with some idea or something that's going on with you, you know, you have to have a sense of urgency. You have to have a sense of like, hey, I should do something to get this done. I should do some kind of task that you need to get done. Get it done. Now, as we dive into this, we want to make sure that people understand that we're not talking about an emergency.
Not getting up in the morning and rushing out of your house?
Yeah, nothing like that. It's not an emergency. It's not a rushing. It's not anything like that. It's just when you get the desire, when you get the urge to go after something that has to do with your goal, attack that task right away and make it happen right away because that'll bring you to the next task and the next task. But if you put it away, you know, put it on the wayside, then it kind of just dies off and you lose your sense of, there's no sense of urgency. So you lose what Jim Rohn says, the desire loses its value.
To put it in context, for people that get up in the morning and rush to go to work or rush to do things, it takes a lot of energy to do that. It really does. You wake up, obviously, you wake up with a sense of urgency because you got to get to a certain place or you got to do certain things. That's a lot of energy. Why not transfer that energy over so that when you have an idea, use that same energy, not necessarily in a frantic way, but that energy that you exert in that morning to get up and do what you have to do and get to where you need to go, while you're having this idea, while something comes into your mind, create that sense and say, you know what, I'm going to stop everything. And I'm actually going to work on this because I have an urgency inside that I think it's going to work for me.
That's a great, great point. And I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, because when you do hear sense of urgency, again, people think it is that. It's like the morning rush.
Right.
It's the, you know, the traffic and wolfing down breakfast and you're almost choking and a quick cup of coffee, which I love to sip my coffee and know that I'm going to go do what I'm supposed to be doing. But enjoy the moment. Enjoy the coffee.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When you sip your coffee in the morning,
yes.
Do you sip it right away or does it get cold on you?
So, and that's another great question. I sip my coffee while I am writing my goals.
Okay.
So
does it get cold?
It starts to once I get into my reading.
Do you put it in the microwave?
I do not. I don't even own a microwave.
Good.
We stopped. We stopped that once we started having children.
But that's a whole other podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
But so we don't even have a microwave.
I'm just trying to keep my coffee hot because I leave it there for a while.
So you know that time we went to that event that Chase had in Boston, it was pretty good. It was actually.
The crazy spread?
Yeah, that was nuts.
That was a couple of years ago. It was Christmas time.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. They gave out favors that there was a little Chase a mug.
And it keeps.
I found that if you use that and you cover it, your coffee stays hot forever.
You know, I needed to ask you that question to get to the fact that I actually own that cup but don't use it.
Yeah.
So I'll take your advice really seriously.
It does. It stays hot. It's awesome. It's really good.
It's too funny.
So back to the topic.
Yes, yeah, sorry about that.
So no, come on now. you should be enjoying a hot cup of coffee in the morning. I think that's important.
Okay.
So it's not a quick cup of coffee, and it's not, you know, like we were talking about in the focus group. Shout out to the focus group. It's not about mismatched socks because you're in a hurry. You know, it's not about being that. It's not about this whole thing where it's an emergency. What we're trying to do is get you to create the habit of the sense of urgency in your life. Because what you want is once you do that, you create an atmosphere of peace and calm.
That's right.
Right? And the person that has to, you know, feels that they have to rush to have a sense of urgency is actually in a state of confusion. Imagine that. If you think that you have to rush to have a sense of urgency, then you're just confused. And you're running around in a state of confusion. Instead of being laser focused and saying, I know what I'm doing right now. I have my task done from the night before, and I'm going to start going down this list with a sense of urgency, meaning I'm going to make sure that I get these things done today.
I find that urgency doesn't create clarity. When you're trying to do it so fast, when you're trying to do it as fast as you can, because you're waiting to do it, I think there's no clarity, and you probably make mistakes.
Absolutely.
You forget things. Things happen, and you can't get to the next level.
Right. So I think it comes down to us understanding what is, it's training yourself, right? To understand the difference between being busy, just to be busy, and being productive to achieve success. There's a major difference. If you're busy just to be busy, you're running around in circles and nothing's getting done. But if you're busy in the sense of being productive, then you're looking to achieve your success. Quote, master of the universe.
Unknown.
Says.
Back at it.
Back at it. He or she, because we don't even know.
Or however unknown identifies themselves.
Right.
Thank you.
The great unknown says, where there is no sense of urgency, there is usually a strong habit of procrastination. If there's no sense of urgency, you're not going to get stuff done. You know, that's the type of thing is because you don't know what you're doing next. So there's really no sense of urgency. And you're like,
whatever.
Whatever it is that I'm supposed to do, I can get to it. There's all the time in the world. And that's the thing.
Until it's right in the back. It's at your front door saying, hello.
Yeah.
You didn't get this done.
Remember that thing you thought about 10 years ago?
Oh,
and now
sucks.
You're 10 years older.
Yeah.
And you thought the whole time that just one of these days, and one of these days never came.
You know, I think that the fact that what you just said, you're actually lucky that you got to see the 10 years go by.
That's
some
true
people
too.
don't even get to that point. And so I think if you think of it that way and say, you know what, life is short. Get it done now, or get it done in terms of if you're focused on that. If it's something that's really creating an urgency in your mind, get it done. Get up and go and get it done. I know it's tough. I'm not saying it's easy, but certainly take the time. Get that urgency in your mind and say, you know what, I am ready to get this done. Let's just get it done.
Just get it done.
Just get it done. Is there a song that says just get it done?
No, I think that's the one that we like the most. Do it. Do it. Do it till you're satisfied.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, man, you got to do it. The thing is that it's that thing where you think you have all the time in the world, and then time keeps creeping on and on and on and on. The lovely Miss Venetia, who's in the background, kind of creepy-like today, because she's a sit-in guest. But she's sitting, we're in our home today, by the way.
Yeah, so we are in the second Rufo.
Yes.
The Santana Rufo.
Yep. And we're in our study. I've always wanted to say
that. Is this called the study?
This is the study. Look at it.
Let me look around.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is studious looking.
Yes, and she's sitting in one of the chairs by the
So when you sit here, do you tell Venetia, please, may I have a drink? Bring it to the study.
Yes, and if I smoked a pipe, I'd be smoking it right there next to her, next to that chair. And I'd be very studious next to the books.
Oh, honey, the study is such a pleasant place in our house.
Yes, and our children would run in and say, Mommy, Daddy, please tell us again about the government cheese.
Daddy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I heard that that was Robert Townsend that said that one day.
What movie was that?
No, it was just him saying that he's made so much money that now they're afraid that the children aren't growing up like they weren't, you know.
Like he was.
Like they did.
Right.
So they're like, please tell us the story about the government cheese again.
He was hilarious.
He was.
I mean, he still is.
He is.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him in a while, but yeah, he is. So life itself is made up of doing. We're always doing something, right? It's all about moving, doing. But here's a question for everyone out there. What is the importance you put on your doing, right? Mm-hmm. We often talk about how taking action is essential when you're looking to achieve a goal. Taking action is essential when you're looking to achieve a goal. Without it, nothing happens. Even money. Think about this. Even money means nothing if it's not moving.
Right. If it's sitting somewhere, it's not moving. It's not doing anything.
It's just a piece of paper.
That's right.
It has to be in circulation. Everything has to be in circulation. So to create the proper circulation of energy that you'll get, that'll get you to your desired result, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to place a sense of urgency in the back of every task that you have. There has to be. You have to, the day starts the night before. You're writing these tasks down. You have to get up like, I really want to do this to get to where I'm going. If not, if there's no sense of urgency, what are you doing? Nothing.
Mention that again, because I don't think we've ever mentioned that before in one of our shows. The fact that you start your day the night before.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit.
So you should be starting your day the night before, meaning you should be planning everything that you're doing the night before. You should have a book or a notebook or whatever next to you, next to in bed or wherever, however you want to do it. But you should be writing down your tasks the night before, writing them in, saying this is what's going to happen tomorrow. So you're actually planning and you're visualizing how this is going to go. You're visualizing it to the point where you see yourself smiling and you see the reactions that you want to get.
And you see the accomplishments of the task that you created.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it done. You're seeing it as done. It's, as a matter of fact, as soon as you thought of it, as soon as you wrote it down, it's done.
Correct.
It's a done deal. But you have to go through this motion because you have to paint a clear picture of what it is that you want so you can sleep on it. You wake up in the morning and things just start happening. You know, this motion starts happening to create the day exactly the way you envisioned it. If you're not doing that, then you're living kind of random.
Right, because you just wake up and say, okay, what's next?
What's next?
Right.
You know, so, but if you're writing it down and you're expecting it and you're seeing it and you're getting up and now you're taking action with a sense of urgency. Now, again, you're not rushing. You're not going crazy. You're going with the flow. You wrote these tasks down, but you're getting it done with a sense of urgency, meaning you don't act like you have all the time in the world.
Right.
You act like I want to get this done before there is no more time, but without rushing. You see, it's always this thing with the black and there's white and the yin and the yang and the up and the down. There's always two mm-hmm. sides to everything, mm-hmm. but it's one coin with two sides. And the side that you want to be on is a sense of urgency, meaning you're moving forward to get things done all the time. This is how successful people live.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And by the way, while you're doing this, every action must count. Every single action that you're doing must count. You don't want to waste time on something that's not bringing value to your goal. You want to do things that are absolutely all the time bringing value into what you are trying to achieve.
So you need to be careful what your tasks are.
And what you're spending your time on.
Exactly.
Now, it's been said that we wake up with a certain amount of energy. And that energy is to get you through that day, mm-hmm. right? And we know that there are energy suckers out there. So you have to try to avoid those. You don't try to avoid. Avoid energy suckers. With habit, with repetition, you start to realize who's going to do that, what's going to do that in your life, because it could be a thing. Some people, instead of doing their task, they go and say, you know what, I think right now is a good time to clean the house. And it's a thing that is a distraction or something that's done as a stalling tactic, because right. sometimes they're afraid to do the next step to what it is that they're supposed to get done. No, go towards your task, full force, get the thing done, even if you don't want to do it, because that'll get you to the next task.
Not just that, if you apply the concept of preparing the night before, if you've prepared and you've taken the opportunity and the time to prepare the night before, then you need to accomplish the things that you prepare for. Of course, there's distractions. You know, you're at home. There's something. I mean, I'm the one that if I'm at home, there's something that's there and I need to get it done. It's a distraction. However, if I apply myself and say, you know what, the things that I wanted to accomplish that I put together last night, this is my time to do it. And so if you apply that concept, or at least practice it, see if it works. If it doesn't work, you can always email us. At the vibe you're in at gmail.com.
And then I always ask, then what?
Then if it doesn't work for you, I'll email you back But I believe it's going to work. I'll email you back the same way.
I absolutely believe that it will work. If you apply yourself, it will work. And you don't have to do it in the order that we say. I mean, you do whatever feels good to you, you know. But the point is that you do have to start your day the night before, because you're preparing yourself. You're preparing everything about your life. We say that we create our world as we go along. Now, we're not saying that we're the creator. We're not saying that. We're creators in the sense that we have free will, so we're allowed to do this. We're allowed to put our goals down on paper. We're allowed to study these goals. We're allowed to soak them in and then watch things happen, because we know that what we focus on expands.
Correct.
We know that thoughts become things. We know that whatever we're thinking about, that's what we become, and that's what happens in our lives. And it's just free will. So we're not saying, hey, I am the creator. By no means are we saying that. But we have that free will, and we're blessed to even be able to move forward doing the things that we want to do. Now, all this stuff that we're talking about, like go, 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 be successful. We're not saying that, you know, we shouldn't take time for recreation. That's not what we're saying at all.
Right? Well, I think that recreation allows you to do the things you want to do, because you do have to take some time off. You do have to decompress.
Yes.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to do what you want to do, especially if you have a goal in place. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of painstaking work. However, if you enjoy that, and we talked about this all the time, it's the story that you create to get to that end, to see your goal come to fruition. But it's tough. You know, there's a lot of energy that's taken into place, because you're, you know, removing yourself from the distraction. That's one energy that you're like, I'm so distracted, but I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still going. I'm still going. I find that the recreational part could be anything you want. It could be just sitting in silence.
Right.
Saying, you know what, today I'm just going to relax. If you have family, it's great to spend time with your family. Anything that you want to do that appeals to you, so that you can get back the next day and say, okay, I am recharged and refreshed, and I'm ready to keep going.
Absolutely. And that's what it is that we say. I mean, we get up with a certain amount of energy, and we don't want to have our energy zapped, but we do have that time that we need to recharge. Sometimes we need more time. That would be a vacation. But we need at least, you know, twice a day, we recommend that you take some time to meditate in the morning, and then maybe in the mid-afternoon, recharge. You do. We get up with a certain amount of energy, and you have to make sure that you have the energy to get to the rest of the day. If not, you burn out.
My daughter, Angelica, did a video recently on Facebook, and she talked about taking the time away from the daily things that you do. Just a moment in time to step out. You know, now it's beautiful in New England. It's walking. You can walk around. But what she was saying is your day is going fast. You're doing so many things. Take a moment, 5 or 10 minutes, enjoy what's outside, breathe in, breathe out, and actually it'll recharge you. And it's so fascinating, because as realtors, we're in a situation right now where things are moving quite fast. You know, a lot of things are, there's a lot of moving parts in our profession. And right now we're at a busy moment in our careers. But just that moment that we take 5 or 10 minutes, you know, we stay away from the phone a little bit. We regroup, we breathe in, breathe out. It actually really helps. So she mentioned that in her video, and it's great, because it's great advice. So thank you, Angelica.
Yes, y'all. And and that's the truth. I mean, even if you're in a big city, just step into a park, sit on a park bench, 5 minutes. You know, 5 minutes with nature is gonna also get you to recharge, and you need to do that. We need to recharge. What we want to do is we don't want to spin our wheels and waste time on things that aren't getting us to our goal. And that's, again, I'll say it again, it's people, places, and things. We want to watch what is an energy zapper, and we want to just stick to the things that are helping us grow, and we want to help other people grow. So we want to have that energy, that extra energy that we need to be able to help other people as well. And all we want to do is be and stay professional, and just do what, at the end of the day, what we want to do is the most amount of work in less time, right? The law of least effort, which we'll have on one of our episodes coming soon. John Cotter says, a higher rate of urgency does not imply ever-present panic, anxiety, or fear. It means a state in which complacency is virtually absent. So we don't want to be complacent. We don't want to get comfortable. We don't want to think, you know, accept things as they are. We want to make that change because it's all about change. You know that the world, everything around us, everything, even us,
changes.
We're forever changing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to move with these changes all the time. And even the goals that we want to reach, we're creating a change. So we want to make sure that we're in that flow all the time. And that's what that means. It's not a panic. It's not anxiety. We don't have to be scared about it. Just steady and calm, moving forward all the time and taking time to relax. We're not telling people to kill themselves. But we're telling people to actually have a sense
of
urgency.
Don't light your hair on fire.
Yeah. Like Michael Jackson. Why does he always come up?
Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this week, we are headed up to Salisbury, Massachusetts, where we found ourselves in Portside Waterfront Restaurant and Bar.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Housed in
the Inn at Rings Island.
Ah, that's right. Second floor restaurant location, which is a great, great view because it has windows everywhere that give you a visual of Merrimack River, all the marinas there, and actually gives you a visual of the Newburyport Harbor area as well.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Michael, what was your experience there?
It was awesome. You know what I like about them? That, you know, my favorite is I like to try it everywhere that they have it when it does not have bacon in it.
Okay.
Which is, I was told up in Maine, Bar Harbor, Maine, clam chowder should not have bacon in it.
There is clam chowder wars.
This is what they
along
say.
Along the New England coast.
Yeah.
And in most cases, yes, you will hear people say it should not have bacon.
If you're a person that loves clam chowder and does not want bacon in it,
go here.
Go to Portside and order the clam chowder. It's delicious.
So I actually sat there at the bar with Denise. We were there for Reggae Sunday. They actually have a live band, 2 to 5, and it's really cool. They're outside. There's a little deck outside. So as you're inside, you face the deck. You hear the music. If you want to go out and dance with the band, you can. And it's Sundays 2 to 5. We sat at the bar. I had a beer, really cold beer.
Did you dance with the band?
I did not dance with the band. The band danced with me.
Oh, that's how it goes down.
Yes.
They get down, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, they do get down. So I had a really cold beer. Denise had her favorite, which is a Grey Goose with soda water. And it was actually a very good portion. So if you want to have a really sizable drink, they actually serve some really good ones. They actually have a menu of some of those tropical drinks that they serve in buckets. So if you're into that, they certainly have
bucket
that.
Bucket drinks,
like you feel like you're in the Caribbean. So they have that. What did you have for dinner, Mike?
We started off with the steamed mussels. They were also delicious.
Okay.
And I had the, Venetia had the, what her favorite is, the pan-seared scallops.
Oh,
is
nice.
It scallops or scallops?
That is always a question.
Is that also a war in New
it
England?
Is a war. Depends
it's
where you come from. I don't know.
Scallops.
In New York, I think it's scallops.
Scallops.
Yeah, no, not scallops.
Scallops.
Well, maybe if you're from Brooklyn, scallops.
Yeah, you know, they're scallops. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So how were the scallops? Good?
They were delicious because
awesome.
I stole one. And then I just had what I normally have, which is fish and chips. You know, I'm pretty simple. I go for the crunchy stuff. And I do not care, by
but
the
you
way.
But you were impressed with the fish and chips.
I was impressed with the food.
Okay.
And with the service.
See, that's important.
It is important. Like I always say, friendly, on point, and on time. And I highly recommend the Portside at the Inn at Rings Island.
Thank you, Portside Waterfront Restaurant and Bar, for being the restaurant
of the week.
OMG.
Oh. Delicious.
I love it. Delicious. Delicious.
By the way, we actually stayed at the inn at Rings Island.
That's right.
Yeah, top floor in the back, and it faces the ocean side, which is the mouth of the Merrimack River.
That's right. You got
the
to see
sunrise there is beautiful.
Really?
If you want to check a picture out, I I did take. My Instagram, Michael Santana Selflix. On my Instagram, you'll see a picture of the sunrise.
Say it again, your handle, so people know.
Breaker19, my handle is Michael Santana Selflix, F-L-I-X, Selflix, Michael Santana.
Selflix. Awesome.
But yeah, they have the most beautiful sunrises. You can't go wrong. The sun is rising right in front of that room there. If you get a chance to ever stay there, I would recommend that room upstairs. Venezia picks them well.
Nice. So back to our topic. What would you recommend with regards to the urgency part of our show?
What I would recommend is that, that we've mentored under Bob Proctor. And he does have some tips for everyday planning. And he also says that your day starts the night before. He's also said your sense of urgency will always be in direct proportion to your commitment to your results.
That's so powerful.
Your sense of urgency will always be in direct proportion to your commitment to your results. If you have commitment to your results, right, with a sense of urgency, this is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is wrapped up in a nutshell right here. By the way, I want to shout out Denise Olivares Molina and Vinicia Nunez Santana. They are in the studio with us tonight inside our study in the Santana house. That's right. They've been in the background the whole time. Very silent, which is rare for them because you can at least get a giggle from Denise. And
she's been very serious.
Yeah, and Vinicia normally has something to say. I don't know what's going on.
Let's give the scenario here. So we're sitting at the study. Michael is to the left of me. I am in front of him. And behind me are the two ladies. Yes. I feel Denise is right behind me.
Yes.
And Venice is to my right.
Yep.
So I get like a peripheral vision of her.
They're in our study chairs.
Watching us do what we love to do.
Yes. But the silence is what's rare.
It is.
Nothing to say.
Maybe they're writing down their goals to achieve the activities that they'd like to do.
Yeah, this is true. Yes. Oh, we got a yes.
We
out
got
of
a
her.
Yes, 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 all.
All right. All right. Tips for everyday planning. You guys ready?
Yes.
Number one, write down goal achieving activities as they come to you.
What is that?
If you get an idea, if you get like this thing that says this would be good for the goal, for you to reach your goal, don't wait till later to write it down. Sometimes you forget. Write down the goal achieving activities as they come to you. I'm guilty of this. I've had moments where I've had these brilliant ideas or something to add, and I'm in the middle of a busy day, and I said, you know what, I'll write it down, and as soon as I have a chance in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and poof, it's gone. And then you're like, oh, man.
What was I thinking?
It was so good. So write them down as soon as they come to you. Make it a habit. It has to become a habit. As soon as you get it, write it down and make sure that you go after it afterwards.
For some of those who don't carry a pen and paper, use your notes, voice notes on your cell phone.
Very good, good.
Just say advice. It right there. Just click on it, record it, and say whatever that idea was and go back to it. Obviously, you have to have a habit to get back to those notes and seeing it, but certainly that helps too. And also it helps that you hear yourself saying what your idea was.
Helps to program yourself.
It helps to program
yourself. Make sure you label it as well so you don't just have a bunch of random stuff.
What is this?
Yeah, what is all this stuff? Number two, focus on productivity. If you remember our podcast guest, Estefania Pereira, she's a wellness coach. Remember her?
Yes.
She's awesome.
Of course.
She mentioned to us that the more time you give yourself to do something, the more time it will take to do. So you have to give yourself a short amount of time to get things done, sense of urgency, get it done, move on to the next thing.
Right.
Not rushing, just give yourself a certain amount of time. Don't say, I have all the time in the world, because you know what? That'll take you all the time in the world. The more time you give yourself to do something, the more time it'll take.
And the way she does it is, of course, she's got two young children. She's a wellness coach. She's got a career as well. And so she feels, you know what, if I get up in the morning, I get to do all this. I have no time. Her sense of urgency is, my time is limited.
Yeah.
I got to get it done before the kids get up.
Yep.
And at that point, everything has stopped. And, it's really true. And a lot of people who listen to the show, they have the same thing. They have the same responsibilities at home. And so, yes, do you have to get up a little earlier to get these things done? Absolutely. Because obviously when everybody else gets up, when the world gets up before you get up, then the distractions come in. So certainly it really helps to get up a little earlier.
That is the truth. And that includes when you're studying, when you're writing, if you're a writer, everything is just better when there's silence. Mm-hmm. Number three, make your phone calls early in the day.
And that's for our business professionals that listen to our show.
Yep. And you'll find that you'll get a better response in the morning because, you know, once people get their day going, they probably don't really want to hear from you or they're busy.
I catch myself calling people at 6 a.m.
You do. So that means that you're open to receive calls at 6 a.m.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I have to because if I'm actually projecting this conversation or this communication, I better be prepared to hear the phone. But you know what? I've adapted to the conversations or the communication earlier in the mornings. I think there's clarity on the other side too.
Right.
Where I'm actually telling them something or a message of a conversation or a transaction, and I get it's reciprocal where we're actually communicating in a more clear way.
Right. Perfect. And the next one is plan your meetings either early in the day or towards the evening and be prepared so that you don't waste time. Again, this goes back to not trying to do things in the middle of the day where it's going to, you know, interfere with other things that you really should be doing or that other people want to be doing. So you get it done early or you do it towards the evening and make sure you're prepared so you don't waste time. Our fearless leader, Denise Olivares Molina, is always one to say, be prepared and don't waste time.
This is true.
This is very true. And if anybody disagrees, she's right here. She'll back me up.
we got her to laugh on.
Yeah, she snickered.
She snickered. That's the right word.
Yeah. So the next one, make the most of your time. Work on things or think on your plans while in transit or waiting in line. What does this mean? There's a lot of people that they find themselves in traffic and they're like, oh my God, what a waste of time. Instead of taking that time to think, right? Because we don't really have time to think. So these are perfect moments to use your mind. Think. Think on the things that you, the plans that you have, whether it's a goal or whatever it is, working on ideas to perfect them. These are perfect times to do that. Waiting in line. Instead of saying, oh my God, this line is so long. Use that time to think. Pull out your goal card and study your goal card. You know what I mean? Listen to your life script that you have, that you're listening to your goals over and over again, programming yourself to do something better and better and better. But instead of saying this is a waste of time, you're going to get exactly that. It's going to be a waste of time. Take that time and use it. Have a sense of urgency and say, you know what? I'm not going to waste any time because the time is not promised. So every moment that I have, I'm going to use it for the good, for my good.
Yes. Or if you're in that situation where you're in your car and you're stuck in a traffic jam, put on our show. Listen to one of our episodes.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll learn something. Maybe something that we've said in the past will work to your favor where whatever you're trying to do, you're like, you know what? I needed that. I needed that encouragement, or I needed that information, or I needed that book, or I needed that quote so that I can go my day or go through my day and get the things that I want to do.
Yes, yes, y'all. And you can hear me say yes, yes, y'all for the billionth time.
Or this is true.
This is true. Carry your list with you at all times and review it often. If you have your goal card on you, if you have your list of tasks, then carry it with you. And then that way you're on schedule all the time. You're reviewing it and saying, all right, I know what's next and I'm on track. It's just like going to the grocery store with a list. You get things done more efficiently and faster and you come out with the things that you really wanted. If you go into the grocery store without a list, you end up with a bunch of stuff you don't need.
You buy the wrong stuff, like ice cream.
Especially if you're hungry, you go in there hungry. You just stop buying random things.
Like chips.
Like yeah, you get like a bag of carrots and a box of chocolate ice cream. Like what does that have to do with one another? You go in without a list and you come out with just a bunch of stuff. So get yourself in order. Get yourself a task list and go with that, and you'll be more efficient.
Absolutely.
That's what we're saying. And carry it around so that you have it, and with a sense of urgency. All right. Last one. Make a sense of urgency a habit. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to take a sense of urgency and make it a habit so that you're always not wasting time.
Right.
Does that make sense? You're always not wasting time?
Yeah, because it's a habit. It's a habit to do the things you want to do and not waste time.
Right.
Not be distracted.
Right.
Not veer off the course. Stay on course so that you can accomplish what you want to do.
Yes, yes, y'all. Bob Proctor says, everyone should have a sense of urgency. It is getting a lot done in a short period of time in a calm, confident manner. I want to say that Monica DeMarin, which is Venetia and I, she's one of our consultants and coaches. She's a brilliant person. And she once told us, calm, inspired action produces prosperity.
Say that again.
She said, calm, inspired action produces prosperity. And this is what this has been about, this episode right here. It's been about taking calm, inspired action. That's the sense of this. It's a sense of urgency.
Right.
If you're taking calm, inspired action, then you're relaxed, right? You're inspired with an idea that you have, and you're only going after your goals, and you're taking action, like we always say. Imagination, faith, gratitude, action. We're taking action towards our goal in a calm manner and inspired with what we believe is going to be our good, which is our vision, the vision that we have. And this is why I've been talking about sense of urgency, because this is so important to understand that. Shout out to Monica. And she is awesome, by the way. What she means by that is the sense of urgency should come in knowing that life is short and the time is not promised in this world. We have to do the things that we want to do now and not wait until the time is right. Right?
That's right. Here's a good quote. The calmness and quality of your thoughts manifest happiness.
Nice. Who was that?
Denise Olivares Molina.
What? Say it
Shout
again.
Out to, I'll say it again. The calmness and quality of your thoughts manifest happiness.
I love it.
Yeah, she was inspired one morning and she wrote it.
That is, wait a second. Evan, what do you think?
I love it.
I love it too. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Listen, the Buddha is going to come right behind Denise Olivares Molina and say, the trouble is you think you have time. We don't have time. You have to have, we have time. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to get people scared. You have time, but you don't have all the time in the world, like people say or think, like the time is going to be right or one of these days.
I'll do it tomorrow.
You have to have a sense of urgency. If you want to be successful and you want to go after your goal, write the task down, start your day the night before, get these things done with a sense of urgency without rushing, calm, like Denise said in her beautiful quote, and that's what's going to get you to the level where you want to get. Last quote of the day by Bob Proctor. Everyone expects to have a sense of urgency for life's big things, but life measures us by how we engage ourselves in the little things. So it's little by little, like Will says, the baby steps that end up being a culmination.
You get to see a lot of things happen for you.
That's right. And Denise Olivares came up with another
on the fly
quotable quote. If that's a word. She has a quotable quote, not just one in one night.
Make that two.
We're going to have her just sit in the background and just whip quotes at us. And the quote master of the universe is going to be out of a job. That's what I believe is going to happen.
Ms. Molina, what did you say?
If you don't waste time, you have quality results.
If you don't waste time, you have quality results.
Wow. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
Very good.
I think that's it. I think that says it all for the sense of urgency.
So if you love this episode, hit the subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. If this show serves you and you love what you've been listening to, share it with your loved ones. Share it with someone.
It with everybody.
Everyone. Thank you, RJ Inspections, for sponsoring our show today. Thank you, Adam Wright, rjinspection.com. Home inspectors in Merrimack Valley, they do it right.
Yes, yes, y'all.
And your sponsorship helps us with our super producer engineer extraordinaire.
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse.
So we are over.
And.
Oh. I feel it inside.